はい。
Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm delighted that you are there listening to this, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening in the archive. I welcome you. Of course, on the archive, you can't call in and get some of that neat information that people can when I'm here live. And right now, I'm live. So, I have a few things I want to talk about, but feel free. This is also an open show, meaning that you want to call in, have some connection to your guardian angel. You know, we all believe in angels. Do you talk to your angels? Better yet, do they answer back? Would you like to know if they really exist? We'll try to connect you if that's what you want. Also, we can go to the center of the cosmos, where the universal Akashic records reside. The cherubim hold them for source. You have a question, we can go and work on an answer for you. Also, you might even be interested in a reading. You can go to my website at carolynevers.com, and I have to tell you, the readings are so remarkable. It is just amazing the information that comes out of those, from health questions. I have people that ask about their health. They've got some sort of stubborn symptom that won't go away. And we go and get the answers. Once you have the answer, you can try to resolve it through your own process, or if it requires an energy worker to resolve the health issue, give us a call Wednesday, Cosmic Connections. We'll have Charlene work with it with you. So that's the agenda, my friends. Something I do want to mention before we get into some of the remarks that I wanted to discuss. We have what is called Voices from Heaven series. And like I so many times interview people on the radio, we make an arrangement with somebody on the other side and we interview them. The people who are on the conference call, they can send the questions to the individual that comes and gets them answered. Those are remarkable. We've had Yeshua. We've interviewed Master Kathumi, and this month, this Thursday, we do this the second Thursday of every month, we are having Mother Mary. Now, she's already given me some information that she wanted to discuss. That's in addition to what the listeners on the conference call give. And then next month, the month of April, I thought it would be interesting to have someone different. And we've asked Marilyn Monroe to come and join us. She will come. We can interview her. The reason that I asked Marilyn to come is there's a lot about Marilyn. Well, you know, there was a lot of mystique about her as far as Hollywood was concerned. But she had a very specific purpose for being here on Earth. And surprisingly, surprisingly, it had to do with the divine feminine. Although, because of the time that she lived, people really weren't thinking too much of the divine feminine, weren't thinking about love other than from the standpoint of, you know, a sexual frame. So she was, you might say, a sexual bombshell as far as Hollywood was concerned, but there was a deeper side of her. And she is one who contributed to one of the books that's available on the website, and that is Chaos Before Creation. She's a very interesting individual, and so if you want to ask Marilyn a question, join us in May. Month of Mother's Day, so, you know, that's kind of interesting. Anyway, give us a call here for your questions. The number is 877-876-5227. And for those who are familiar with BBS, that is a toll-free number. And for those who maybe have come on board just recently, that's the toll-free number for anywhere in the U.S. And we have a toll-free number for Canada, too, 888-815-9756. So we're waiting. Give us a call. This, indeed, is interesting times, because one of the things that is happening on Earth is we are being connected to memories of past lifetimes. I'd like to talk about that a little bit. If you are not remembering some of your past lifetimes, it could be because, number one, you think you can't do it. It is fascinating what you can do if you think it's possible and if you think you can do it. And I'm here to tell you, you can do it. Now, have you had some moments of deja vu? Well, it's the sense of, gee, that sounds familiar. I heard somebody say something. It's like I'm reliving it. It's like I've heard that sentence before. It's like I've experienced this before. Where did I experience it? Well, people call this deja vu. And what I would like to say is, if you have moments like that, when you meditate, think about that moment, because many times that is connected to a past lifetime. You might have a scent. You smell something that reminds you of a period of time. Sometimes herbs might have a scent that kind of awakens you to something. So the scent, the sounds, words other people say kind of shakes your consciousness a little. More than likely, this is a little reminder that your soul is sending your way, that you've had another lifetime, time to think about it. So deja vu is certainly an area that you really want to investigate. Another area is, let's suppose you have a place that you've never been to. I'm just going to use an example. Say it's Hawaii. You have this urge, this calling. There's something about Hawaii that you feel like you really want to go there and see. Not because you're necessarily a traveler and you've traveled every place else and that's the last place you haven't been yet, but this sense of, you feel this connection when you've read something about it. It's almost like you could envision it. Perhaps it is the sanctuary there where, if someone was condemned for some reason, if they made it to the sanctuary, they would not be sacrificed. Maybe you're remembering a past lifetime. The same way, if there is something about Rome, for instance, the Roman period. Maybe you've watched the movie The Gladiator and you really can relate to some of the events there. You almost feel like you know what it was like to stand at the base of the Colosseum and look up at the tall statues there, just like the gladiators did. Well, if you really have this sense, this feeling of being there, of knowing what it was like, that's some history that you might want to explore. You see, I believe the soul sends these messages to the ego. The ego is that part of us that's residing in the physical. Actually, the soul sent a part of itself to inhabit the physical. And so, even though you don't realize this, there is a line of connection between you and your soul. Your soul works with you. You are a part of that soul. And it is forever trying to lead you to the kinds of information that you need for your own enlightenment. And so maybe this memory of a past lifetime is such because there is something there that you need to learn. I have found it such fascinating information when I obtain readings for people about their past lifetimes, where it has to do with their challenges. It is so fascinating how the soul comes back each time, inhabits another body to learn a lesson. And I'll give you a little scenario of that. There was an individual who was a samurai warrior. And as this samurai warrior, he had great strength. He had great anger for what was going on in his country. He tried to protect his people, but he wasn't able to. You know, this we've had so much of this in our world. You know, the war, we know of war right now in the Middle East, but war has been a struggle throughout the centuries, no matter what continent you have been on. And so it was a struggle between the light and the dark. And this samurai warrior was angry because he couldn't defend his people. He couldn't defend his family. And there was this great anger that he could not resolve within his own psyche. It tormented him. And so, interestingly, the next lifetime, or one of the more recent lifetimes that he came into, was in the family of Quakers. So his soul was trying to explore the concept of peace to override this anger that he carried as a samurai warrior, and he had not resolved it. You see, this is what the problem was. This energy from this past lifetime was stuck in his energy field and needed to be cleared. And so he came as I said, the Quaker. One of the tenets was peace. You know, one of the tenets of the Quakers is peace, cooperation. And still at that moment, his anger was still not resolved. It had not been cleared. And even today, unfortunately, it is a situation where there is great anger there that needs to be resolved. So when you come upon situations where a past lifetime may have been involved, one needs to explore this to clear some of the energies from the past. Because if you haven't learned something in one lifetime and that energy is stuck in the energy body before you pass over, it comes back in the next lifetime. It is in the DNA, and it is something that must be cleared. So that is an example of how one would use a past lifetime and clear the present. Now, in that particular situation, this individual is suffering psychotic symptoms because of this anger and not being able to resolve his concepts of the male-female domination. Anyway, some of the most complex problems that we have can be because of a past lifetime. So if you have this sense of place, so we talked about deja vu, this longing to explore a part of the world, you have this sense that perhaps you even know what it is like there. It might be a past lifetime trying to come forth so that you can resolve issues that were associated with that. Now, people that you meet, whether they're at work, whether they might even just be in the grocery store and you happen to come across them, might be family members, people are very fascinating, too, because we have incarnated with groups of people that many times wind up as family members, close personal relations of some sort, and many times there are issues that we need to resolve with family. Now, keep in mind also, all of it's not negative. You might have some family members that you just love to death because you get along so great. You probably have had many lifetimes in the past where you have been friends, maybe even lovers, cooperating with one another, assisting one another. And so that could be facing past lifetimes also. You might say, well, gee, why are you talking so much about past lifetimes? Well, understanding what happened in the past helps you resolve current frictions with other people, helps you to resolve your own weaknesses, helps you to understand where your strengths came from, helps you to understand what the past overlays the present. And so I had some people say, well, I'm not interested in the past. That's the past. I'm really only interested in the now. And that's true to a certain extent, but if there is a problem in the now, if the soul is trying to make you curious or allow you to be curious about some past issue, for certain it's something that needs to be explored. So we have places, deja vu, individuals. These are three, perhaps, of the primary areas to awaken to your past. Now, there are some people right now, they are, well, we have a caller, and your call, and your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn. I have spoken to you before. It's a little while back. Do you remember?
We have a very poor connection, and I'm having trouble hearing you.
Hi.
Can you say that a little louder?
Yes. I've spoken to you... I don't know, it could be a month ago now, Carolyn. Do you remember?
Okay.
L'Oreal?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Well, you know, I speak to a lot of people. I remember the name, but, like, I don't remember the conversation. Was there something that you wanted to add?
Yeah, we spoke. I spoke to you one day on a Saturday with your partner there, and then I had called back. I was pretty upset, and then... I remember I had told you I had taken a walk that Sunday, and,
yes.
And then, do you recall now?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm calling back again now to see if I the subject that you're talking about has been on my mind, because that's what I'm feeling very strongly, that past life has affected me, and I'm very aware of it. I also did some, I had a little karmic past life report that I had gotten from the internet, and it just really, you know, hit home with me, and I feel like I'm having a great deal of difficulty that I can't, you know, like, get beyond. And I right now I can't do the healing that I would like to, you know, do to get to the DNA, to the cellular memory. And I thought that maybe you can help connect with the Akashic Records. One of the questions is that I find myself in this lifetime very, very alone, as for family, as for loved ones. I mean, in an extreme way that is very, very painful, and I can only think that it's a past life situation, because I don't know what to do anymore, because I can't seem to move forward with so many other things. I mean, I have a lot of challenges, but this is just extreme despair because of this situation.
Now, the situation that you're talking about, is the situation that you're feeling alone, or are
I
you
am.
Actually alone?
No, I am alone in this life. I am alone. Physically, yes.
Well, I certainly can find out from, go to the records and get some information on why you are alone, but I would also suggest, in addition to that, that you do call in Wednesday when Charlene is with us at Cosmic Connections, and what she can do is, there's a couple things that you could do surrounding that issue. Number one is clear the despair, clear the feelings that you have surrounding this, but also to program the present to attract into your life a kind of individual that you want. Have you tried to do that?
Well, we talked about that. Was the thing we talked about that. I understand, you know, all the that kind of, and I'm not making light of that. You know, the coaching, you know, support and the writing. And the law of attraction. I understand that, and I have done some work. I've done actually a lot of work around that. But I get the reason why I get triggered. I mean, because these feelings are just so intense for me that I do go into a place where I can't really sustain. You know, sustain that. I mean, I work with prayer, I work with journaling, you know, a lot of, you know, different methods, EFT, but I don't really keep it up. I feel like this is what's coming in, that there is just some either sabotaging. I you know, so that area, we, you know, I know that it's pretty, you know, point blank, different tools and practices, you know, to use. And I haven't been home several times on a Wednesday, and yesterday I wanted to call too, but I wasn't, you know, I'll call the next time, either on a Saturday and a Wednesday when I'm there. But I understand that. So I just thought that, that there's something on my heart that's just heavy, or to get some messages from more in the way from the Akashic Records. I realize there's work to do. I understand, Carolyn, that it's just not like a magic, you know, I'm going to get all the answers. I understand that there's all kinds of things that I have to take action to do, you know, to attract the right person. It hasn't just happened by chance, but it's much deeper than that. It's my own sense of how I feel about myself, and it's also not just a partner. There's so much abandonment and rejection as for the one, you know, for the little family that I do have. It's like people are just staying away, and then the very long relationship that I have, he just disappeared basically from my life. So after 20 years, it's not just that I don't have a partner in my life. It is just a very complete, intense, from losing my parents, from it's very profound. It's not just, well, I don't have someone to, it's pretty deep, and I think it goes you know, to how I feel about myself. So the practices that I have done that you're suggesting have helped me to some way, to some part, but not to break through to, you know, to a clear path. You know, I think when some of the clearing happens, I definitely have a lot I can call on. I mean, there's a lot of tools, and I do get motivated, and that's how I'm able to at all sustain being here. But right now, I'm just feeling like something is just in the way, you know, and I just thought that maybe hearing from you know, from either the angels or the Akashic message, you know, just like, why would I be left here? What can I do from feeling like this? You know, from their standpoint, I know I have work to do. I realize that. I know it's not going to be done to me, and they can't do everything. They're not going to do it for me. But I just feel so sad and so unhappy here that it's hard for me to just, I know I have to fulfill my purpose and my contract, and I have a lot I can offer and give, but in this place that I feel that I cry myself to sleep, I can't stand it, is what I'm trying to say. So I can't really, you know, do much. I don't feel like this constantly. I was embarrassed to call back. I've been, you know, like feeling like this, but I'm because I know that it's a lot to do with my belief systems. I understand that. I understand how the law of attraction, you know, but it's pretty, everybody seems to have somebody. I don't know why that I am this alone in this world, and I'd like to have some answers, some help with this, please.
Well, we were talking about two things. I said, yes, I will see what we can find out for you, and I'm also mentioning how to bring someone in your life. One of my children went through a situation very similar to yours,
mm-hmm.
and she was alone and feeling very lonely. And what we did was something that perhaps, see, this doesn't take that much. You simply write down what you're looking for in a person, in a companion. This is very important because you want to attract the one who has the most in common with you. Now, in my daughter's situation, she was very involved in sports, and so she wanted someone who was very athletic, so she would write that down. We sat with her, and she didn't have that long of a list, just a few things. She wanted someone with integrity. She wanted someone who was loving. These are things that is easy enough to write down. So you're making a snapshot. This is the kind of person you want to attract in your life. The universe has to have some input as to what you're looking for. That's why we say write it down. You write it down, you're clarifying in your mind what you're looking for. This is sort of like the pattern. You're creating a pattern, and I know that you know this, but if you're going to attract someone in your life that is going to care for you and love you, you've got to really focus on this. Now, I know it's hard, but this is one of the things that you've got to do if you want to attract someone in your life. It didn't take long. She just wrote down these few things, and then when you make the snapshot, now some people have described it this way. You put this picture in a balloon, and it is like you send that balloon up in the air, knowing that it is going to bring to you those elements that you are looking for. Know that it is done. Know that you are the master. You have created this. It is done. This is all you need to do. It's not like you've got to read a book.
Okay.
So, first of all, from that point of view, manifesting in your life is not as difficult as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It requires just a few things. Be very clear about what you want. You focus on it like you are taking the snapshot, and then the emotion. After you have sent this balloon in the air of, and it holds the image of this person that you're trying to attract, then what you do is you feel the joy. Oh, what would it feel like to have this person in my life? It would be so joyous. It's the answer to everything that I want. That is the component, that's the third component you need, is emotion. Only three things. They're very simple. You could do it in a very short time. Know what you want. Clarify it by writing it down. Send it off to the cosmos, knowing it's going to be fulfilled. And then the last part of that is the emotion of joy, the emotion of love. You have this person in your life. You are going to love this person, care for this person, and you want this person to do the same for you. It is the emotion. It's that simple. Okay, practice that. Wednesday, call back. We'll have Charlene clear the energy for you, and let's see what kind of answer that we can get from the records to give you some insight. Okay?
Okay, Carolyn, thank you.
Mm-hmm. First of all, what I am seeing is there is a cherubim there, and she is holding what looks like a book. This is your record. And what she is saying is, one of the problems or reasons, not problem, but the reason that you feel the way you feel is because Earth is not your home planet. That you have come from beyond the stars. And where you have come from, people were much more loving and supportive of one another. And so being here in this part of the cosmos is difficult for you, because people in general do not relate to one another like they did from your home planet. You very bravely took on this mission. And you came here to do several things. One, you know that you are a healer. You know that down deep, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. You are a healer. You came here to heal. And there are many ways that you are going to heal. They're showing me your artwork. That is one way. One way that you will be healing is through your artwork, because in your artwork, people will look upon it and see messages that will speak to their soul. And it will help open up people to this concept of love. And so that was one of the reasons that you came. Another reason that you came was to offer support to the light. You are a light worker. You bear the light. You know how to at least subconsciously connect the light to the planet, and you are helping the planet to grow in light. And so in the beginning aspect of your work, you chose to be alone, even though it seems incredible or impossible that someone would choose to be alone in the beginning. You did, for several reasons. One of those reasons is, yes, you have suffered, but in that suffering, you have formed a great bit, a deal of compassion. You are a very compassionate person. You understand suffering. You understand being alone. And it is part of the thing that is going to act like a crucible that is going to bring forth your healing. And yes, the moment, the time when others will come into your life is not that far off. They are suggesting that even though it seems very difficult to meditate, meditate if you can, and meditate and focus upon the home planet where you are from. You don't know it at the moment, but all you need to do is just think home during meditation and connect to those who are supporting your mission upon this earth. Think home is what they are saying, because when you make that connection, that will give you some balance, some support, because there are those from your home planet who will help stabilize your energy field. Now, that's all that we can give you now, dear. Call back Wednesday, and we'll get Charlene to clear some of this the depression that you're feeling. But be patient. They are saying one other thing. You are not alone. Every soul that has ever been created has a guardian angel. You are not alone. Now, what they want you to do, if you are willing, relax. Your guardian angel is standing next to you. Have you ever connected to your guardian angel?
Well, I do open to connect with, you know, the you know, family and spirit, but I don't have like a personal feeling of a particular guardian angel, so that would be great to hear something.
Okay, your guardian angel is standing next to you. Your guardian angel is facing you, and your guardian angel is taking their right hand and right now placing it energetically upon your left shoulder. And what they are suggesting is just concentrate upon your left shoulder and tell me if you feel something a little different, perhaps some energy that is moving your way, because this is what is happening right now. I see the energy of love as it moves from your guardian angel to your left shoulder. It is pink rays. There's some white in it. I also see a little bit of green, the healing color. Do you feel this? The energy is enveloping you. It is growing. You might, at this point, just feel pressure. But there should be something different in that area of your shoulder. Have you felt it yet?
I feel subtle, something subtle.
Your guardian angel is there to work with you, to help direct you. This guardian angel has been with you from the time that your soul was created. So, you have a little homework, dear. From now until Wednesday, write your little list. You want someone who loves you, who supports you. You only need a couple sentences. And call us back Wednesday. We'll work with it some more.
Carolyn, I understand about the choosing, you know, a lot of to be alone. But what I don't understand is the complete feeling of not having, you know, I'm talking about the relatives too, the children, it's to come from such a loving place. And to have,
my dear, it's time to manifest someone in your life. This is the time. Do your list. Will help you manifest the individual. Instead of thinking so much about what you don't have, It is time now to think about manifesting in your life what you want.
Is my guardian angel, is there a definite feeling that that it's going to as intense now that it just feels to be here that I'm going to be able to pull these things together, what's needed to
of course you're going to pull it together. I think the thing now is to manifest what you want in your life and not think about what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring joy into your life. And if you're going to bring joy in your life, you have to think more of the joy of bringing the individual in your life that you want and not feeling sad over what you don't have.
Right.
Got to turn this around. Anyway, dear, call us Wednesday. We'll work on it some more.
Is this guardian angel from the same place that I have come from?
I don't know. Let me see. No, this guardian angel came from the center of the cosmos when your soul was created.
And this place that I have come from, like a name or a place?
They're
like
not
what?
Telling me.
Okay.
They are saying that this is something, just think of home and connect to home.
Okay.
You'll find this out. Anyway, dear, call Wednesday.
Okay, I'll call it the first Wednesday that I'm home, and
that's fine.
Okay. God bless you, and thank you.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And so, my friends, there is something I believe most remarkable that Archangel Michael is working with, and that is the standing wave. It is the energy that is in the pyramid at Cheops, and it is the same energy that is in sacred sites. He is working with those on the conference calls the fourth Thursday of the month, and he will be working on the last Thursday of April, bringing in this energy from our etheric bodies into our physical body. And the way he explained it, how the standing wave is a spiral, and how I could see that spiral, how it moved up a string to the next dimension, and how it like piggybacked on different strings through different dimensions. This energy comes from a very high place in the cosmos. And if your soul is prompting you to be a part of it, go to the website, carolynevers.com, and in the right-hand corner at the top, there is the button of conference calls. So do consider joining us. Again, if there's someone out there who wishes to give us a call, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. We welcome your calls. We have about 10 more minutes, so if you have been listening and perhaps have a little question rolling around in your brain, now's the time. There's only 10 minutes. So we were talking about remembering past lifetimes, and I remembered a lifetime. Well, I've had several lifetimes in Rome. That Roman period covered a long time, and I remembered being the daughter of someone who was very famous, actually. And even though she was the daughter of someone who was famous, she really suffered in the sense that the person that she fell in love with, she couldn't marry. Her father would not allow it. And so she went through a very sad time in her life because this was her soul partner. And, of course, the gentleman in mind was Julius Caesar. And he gave me a most incredible book. It is called Conversations with Caesar. And what the book is about mostly is what he found on the other side after he was assassinated. And so he talks about what he expected would happen when he died. And we have a caller in your name.
Hi, Caroline. This is Tony. Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was just curious. I will call you on your Wednesday show because I get confused and
Well,
you asked me to call.
Charlene is the energy worker that works with the physical body.
Okay. Yes, and that's when I'm sorry. I'll call you back then.
Yeah, and I'm the one that works with the records and.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you read my records one time when I called you, and it was fantastic and very engaging, and I gained a lot from it. And you asked me to call you back on Wednesday. So.
Isn't that exciting when information comes from the records that you can really relate to?
Yes, it's I'm just in. It's phenomenal because how I can just I don't know, I can't find the words, but
I
don't know you. I've just experiencing you on the internet and then when we had this encounter and you've told me about my records, I was just extremely happy and it was fascinating. Thank you.
You know, to my point of view, the sad part of it all is that we don't remember. We come into this dimension and memory is cut. We don't remember these things. And it's like sometimes we're walking around without having the necessary facts to understand why we're here and where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like blind man's bluff. Remember when you were a child? Did you play blind man's bluff?
Yes, 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 yeah. And then you think you remember something, but you don't know if it's your mind playing with you or if it's your true sensation of your gut that it did. You had some experience of this or encountering someone and. So sometimes I don't know if I'm getting confused whether it's my brain saying this or it's the truth. If my remembrance of something or a place on a map that it just seems so familiar or someone that I meet, it seems so familiar.
Well, your intuition is working and the intuition tells you these things, but the ego doesn't trust what the intuition is telling you. And so some of that, Tony, is about trust. And I think everybody that starts to work on a spiritual path, doing the kind of work that I do, and, well, everybody, actually, we need to fall into trust. And everybody who starts on the spiritual path, this seems to be the thing that is lacking. Well, maybe not lacking, but there's a struggle between the logical side of the brain and the spiritual side of the brain, and they kind of box around a little bit with each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So when this intuition starts and your soul starts to prompt these things to you, well, not just you, but people in general, we doubt it until you get to the point where this happens so many times that you have a home run. They give you information and you have a home run, and if you have enough home runs, you start to believe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if a person's just starting out and they haven't had enough home runs, it's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Tony, I look forward to talking to you on Wednesday.
Yes, okay, yes. Because I'm the one who's looking for the partner, the man to share my life.
Actually, that is something that a lot of people are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think one of the issues, if there's such a thing as an issue with a partner, is in this world today, I think it's difficult finding someone who is faithful and who has the same principles that you have.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You know, the world, so many in the world are involved in materialism. They might not have the kind of respect and reverence for themselves and for the female that you would like to have them. And I think when you're programming for a mate, these are some of the things that you really need to put down there. Someone who has your ideals.
Okay, yeah, because you asked me to write everything down on paper, exactly what I was wanting in a person, a man to share my life with. You told me to write everything down.
You know, I did that. I found my companion that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down, and I had a house. I wanted someone who would love my home like I did, who would help me take care of it, who had the same principles that I had, who was sincere, who was faithful. Wrote all that down, and I got exactly what I asked for.
Wow, wonderful. Okay. Well, I'll let you go, so in case someone else wants to call in before
you go. Okay,
Tony.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you Wednesday. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. So we were talking about Caesar giving me this book, and what is so marvelous about Conversations with Caesar is he explains exactly what it was every step of the way after he was assassinated. He thought he would wind up with being with his gods that that they believed in, but he found himself in a place that is called the Bardo. We would compare it to purgatory. And it was not a place of fire and brimstone, as we have been led to believe. It is a place, he explains, number one, you can't leave. But number two, you constantly go over every event that ever happened in your life. The opportunities that you lost. If you think back on your life, every single event that has occurred in your life, and you had to examine it, and you could see, if you made a mistake, all of those individuals that was harmed by your mistake, imagine what that would be like. That would be difficult. And in Conversations with Caesar, this is how he explains what he had to look at, what he had to explore. And it's a fascinating story because it takes you through to the moment when he is released from the Bardo, released from purgatory, and is allowed to ascend. And we'd like to talk about this some more, but we're up to that time constraint. You know, you really think you're getting involved into something really deep, a good story, and it's time to close the door. This is where we are, friends. Talk to you Wednesday. Before we go, let me remind you again, CarolynEvers.com. Check out Voices from Heaven and our conference calls. Would love to have you join us with Archangel Michael and the Standing Wave. Until next Sunday and Wednesday and every other Saturday, this is Carolyn Evers saying, see you then. Goodbye.